USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The U.S. is sending Ukraine $400 million more dollars in military aid and establishing a security assistance headquarters in Germany that will oversee all weapons transfers and military training for Ukraine, the Pentagon announced on Friday. Notably, the $400 million in aid includes funding for additional air defenses to help Ukraine better defend itself against escalating Russian missile and drone attacks that have badly damaged the country's power and water infrastructure. We recognize the acute need for air defense at this critical moment when Russia and Russian forces are raining missiles and Iranian drones down on the civilian infrastructure of this country, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said at a press conference in Kyiv on Friday. A 43-year-old former boxer has been indicted on trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine.
The Department of Justice on Monday charged former professional heavyweight boxer Goran Gorgic with trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine worth more than $1 billion through U.S. ports. Most of the cocaine was from a 2019 seizure called one of the largest in U.S. history. The 43-year-old was arrested last weekend after being indicted by a grand jury in New York. Gogorić, who is from Montenegro, was arrested while trying to board a flight at Miami International Airport. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
On the final weekend before Election Day, Georgia GOP Senate candidate Herschel Walker held one of his last rallies and speeches Saturday at a pregame event at his alma mater, the University of Georgia, urging Georgians to vote, telling a story from his time on the field where he put his trust in another person to lead him forward.
I want to tell you what my offensive lineman told me. Herschel, follow me. I'll take you to the promised land. So I'm going to tell all you, vote for me, and we'll help us all get to the promised land.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
As complaints about elections, many of them unfounded, pile up around the country, investigators tasked with dealing with them find themselves on the front line of defending the integrity of America's system for choosing local, state, and national leaders. In blue states like Oregon and red states like Idaho, elections officials say investigating the complaints is critical for maintaining voter confidence. Many are dealing with a sharp increase of complaints in the run-up to the 2022 midterm election after unfounded claims of rampant voter fraud back in 2020. While out on the campaign trail, President Biden mentioned the fact that Social Security and Medicare could go away.
You've been paying for this your whole life. Now these guys want to take it away. Who in the hell do they think they are?
Recent memorial services were held in Faraday, Louisiana for rock and roll legend Jerry Lee Lewis, who died October 28th at the age of 87. Lewis's cousin, TV evangelist Jimmy Lee Swaggart, officiated the funeral. Their mothers were sisters. A private burial followed the service, and the celebration of life is planned at the Arcade Theater in Faraday.
I'll miss him very much, but as Donnie said, we know where he is, and thank God for that. Praise the Lord.
It's Powerball pandemonium nationwide as Saturday night's drawing brings one of the largest jackpots ever, leaving millions hoping for their chance to become a possible billionaire. This is Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Lottery, Drew Svitko.
It's the largest lottery jackpot prize anywhere in the world ever.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.